All right, breaking news throughout Chicago. As this video is now being shown to some city leaders, that shows the death of a 17-year-old Laquan McDonald being shot by a Chicago police officer who has now been charged with murder. First time in 35 years that has happened. The first time a shooting has been charged. A Chicago police officer has been charged in uniform for shooting a suspect.
And killing a suspect.
Mm-hmm. There have been all kinds of shootings over the years that are misunderstandings that have not been charged. Mm-hmm. Right? And this is a very different moment. It's also a different environment in which all of this is occurring. This particular police officer, Jason Van Dyke, had over since 2001 had faced 18 complaints of misconduct, none of them being sustained by the Independent Police Review Authority, or IPRA, as it's known now, and its predecessor, because that goes mm-hmm. back beyond 2001.
Right.
But a lot of police officers are charged with something and that are not substantiated because, that's especially police officers who are working, as this police officer did, in a targeted response unit. Targeted response unit is responsible for going into crime-saturated neighborhoods and responding directly to those individuals who are on the street at night doing stuff. And so I think a statistical analysis of the true units, as they were known before they were disbanded by Gary McCarthy, a statistical analysis of the true units would have shown that those particular units have a higher incidence of this because they've got a lot more public contact. Now, the other issue here, though, is one particular case in which a jury awarded $350,000 to a Chicagoan who said that excessive force was used against him during a traffic stop by Officer Van Dyke, and in which both of his shoulders were shoulders were damaged. He was arrested. He was pulled out of his car,
injured,
handcuffed,
when they handcuffed him,
and then his face slammed into the hood of the car. The attorney who represented this man by the name of Eddie Nance is on the Super Celebrity Hotline, Michael McCready. And what year did this happen in, Michael?
So, hold on 2007.
2007.
We filed a lawsuit within a year and took about a year and a half to go to court.
Is there a... there was actually a jury award in this, right?
Right. Here's what happened in the case. Mr. Nance is driving home to his wife and family on the south side of Chicago. Officer Van Dyke and his partner pull him over, ostensibly for no front license plate. They physically pull him out of the car. They throw him onto the hood of the car. They handcuff him. They throw him in the back of the squad car. They search Mr. Nance's car. They don't find anything, and they let him go with a ticket. And in the course of this arrest, they tore both of his rotator cuffs, which, for a young person, can't happen any other way other than trauma. He underwent surgeries on both arms. And this was a case that went all the way through the courts. The city never made an offer to settle the case, stood by the police officers who said this was a routine traffic stop, and a federal jury found Van Dyke and his partner guilty of excessive force and awarded my client $350,000.
Was there video in this case? Is that what you think helped, or what?
No. I think that we probably would have gotten a lot more if there was video. This was back before most of the squad cars had dashboard dash cam videos. Mm-hmm. So there was no video, and these were two officers who got up on the stand and said nothing happened, and the medical evidence and my client clearly contradicted that.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. We got other breaking news here we need to attend to, but I appreciate
sure.
your time.
Thanks, Michael.
Ron Majors from ABC7 is joining us now. And Ron, an interesting thing happened during that press conference is an ABC7 reporter asked the mayor and the superintendent about audio on these videotapes, on at least one videotape, because ABC7, this reporter said, is in possession of a tape that or a video that has audio associated with it. And what is that all about? The city, the superintendent seemed dumbfounded by it, like, no, there's no audio associated with this. What's going on here?
Well, we're a little dumbfounded ourselves, Ro. We are in possession of a video that we received today that we had authenticated by someone who had seen the original and said, yes, this is the video. It was clearly shot off another monitor, perhaps off a computer, and it's possible that the audio we hear is background noise from the room where it was shot. What makes it confusing is, as the officer steps forward to fire, we hear sounds that could be gunshots, or it could have been someone sitting in the room where this was recorded off a monitor, someone who had seen it, and perhaps as the gun was being fired, tapped the table with a pencil or made another sound like that. But there are several sharp little sounds in the background of the tape. We're waiting now to look at the original version, which we've just come into possession, as everyone else has, to see what that looks like. But it raised the issue for us of, was there ever audio on this tape, or was this just some ambient noise that got picked up as our version, the version that came to us, was being recorded?
Ron, I know newsrooms across Chicago are trying to decide what they can air tonight, what is actually able to make the broadcast. Have you guys had those discussions, and do you have a determination?
Yeah, we've had those discussions all afternoon, and I can tell you I've been in rooms where those discussions went up to the head of ABC. We've included everybody we can. With tough decisions like this, our company policy has always been we don't show someone getting killed. We simply don't. We always stop the video before that happens, whether it's a car crash or whatever it might be. If there is that moment when someone dies, we don't show it. Now, the problem is, the issue is literally how this young man died. And in the version that we're showing now at 6 o'clock and the version we showed at 5 o'clock, we will freeze frame the video at about the moment of the first shot. And then we offer the explanation that State's Attorney Anita Alvarez offered and was also offered in the proffer for bail, where the government says, the prosecutors say, that there was only one officer who fired. He fired all 16 shots. There was no movement that could be interpreted as threatening by the victim, and that no other officers fired. So we explain all that. I must tell you that I'm more confused by having seen all the video myself. It's dramatic to see. It's sad to see anyone dying, but I walk away from it thinking, you don't get the impact of what happened in that moment unless you see all of the video. The discussion we're having is, perhaps we won't show it all on the air, but perhaps we should put it on our website. You know, it'll end up on the internet anyway.
Oh, right. It already is, actually. I'm looking at a video as we talk here that shows the entire thing.
And perhaps we should put it on our website, because that becomes a matter of choice for you. If you choose to go there and look at it, you can do it. That's different than us as broadcasters disseminating it in that fashion.
And I suppose there's also a sensitivity to the family that didn't want the release of this. The mother, as I understand it, has still not seen it, and broadcasting it would, make it so that family members could also see it.
Yeah, and I can tell you that that I've had a conversation with the mother's attorney, Jeffrey Nestlin, and I'll tell you quite honestly that I even offered to him, Jeffrey, we think it's important to hear from the mother, and I know you think it's important to hear from the mother. I would even offer that we would serve as a pool camera. If you trust me enough, I would sit down with her and do an interview, and we will provide it to everyone. We won't try to make it exclusive.
Right.
Excuse me.
Sometimes you would.
Sorry, I got something in my throat.
We
won't try to make it exclusive. we think everybody should see it.
Yeah, Ryan, let me take over for just 1 second, because the mother, I know that there have been all these stories also about the very, very troubled upbringing of this kid, and that plays into, I think, the mother's decision to I don't doubt that there have been conversations between lawyers and the mother and, you know, whomever else and the mother about not wanting to necessarily get into any details surrounding his life, let alone his death. So it'll be interesting to see what they
difficult.
Do. Yeah. All right.
It is very difficult. I can tell you that her attorney did say to me, I just don't think she's up to it.